turns to the book of Hebrews 11, verse 1, there is something the Bible said about faith. There's something the Bible said about faith that I want us to grapple this. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord Jesus. Faith is the confidence we have on something that we only hope for. It gives us an assurance. Now, as you can imagine, an assurance is a signal. It's the thing that someone gives you an assurance. If I tell you I'll give you 1 million there, that look in my account, I have 10 million there, I'll give 1 million there. That me showing you my account is an assurance. Faith shows the reality of what we hope for. The reality of what we hope for. When something is real, it means that, is this thing real? Is it real? Is this real? You can see it. Can you feel it? Even as you're looking into your eye, you can know how it feels. Therefore, you're not touching it. As I'm touching now, you can tell how it feels. Is this real? But even though you're not touching it, you can know it's real. This is what you call reality. The Bible said that faith shows the reality of what we hope for. That means that you are only believing to receive this money, but you're already in the reality that it will come. If Jesus appears here and tells you, you will make heaven, that moment he tells you that you will believe, but after 2-3 days, you'll be like, are you sure? That means you are falling out of faith. Praise the Lord Jesus. It's the evidence of things we cannot see. That means one thing about faith is that it's something you cannot see with your physical eyes. Praise the Lord Jesus. One thing about faith is that it is something you cannot see with your physical eyes. Is someone following me here? That means faith, you don't need to see faith in order to believe. You don't need to seek to believe when it comes to the kingdom of God. Now, if I tell you something, I say, I'll give you a bag of rice. Whether you like it or not, your faith believes that
yes. This
man of God is capable of doing this. But if I say, Auntie, I will give you 150 million there, you feel how you laugh? Like I'm your one. Pastor Abraham, Auntie John, Auntie Negro, say Pastor Abraham. You understand? Auntie John will say, Amen. But in the Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. And you understand what I'm saying? It is faith that makes you, when you preach the gospel, it is faith that makes you to know that you will understand it. It's all for you. He said, it is the evidence of things we cannot see. That means faith, physically, you can't see it. When I say from today, you shall do miracles like I do miracles, it is faith. You did not see it, but you say, I receive in the name of Jesus. And because you did not see, but you accepted the transaction, you see yourself manifesting in those powers. Follow me. The Bible says something. It said, in my name you shall cast out demons. Jesus said it. It was written in the Bible. We read it. It is by faith that we believe that what we read is true. How many of you have seen Jesus Christ? How many of you believe in Jesus Christ? But yet, you have not seen Jesus, but you believe in him. It's faith. Now the Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Praise the Lord Jesus. It's someone following me. It's someone following me. So faith is the ability for you to partake in the spiritualness of God. The spirituality of God. Are you following me? How does this faith work? That's the question we're supposed to ask. How does faith work? How do I receive this faith? Praise the Lord Jesus. First of all, let's go to the book of Hebrews 11, verse 6. Let's read back verse 6. I read. And it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to Him must believe that God exists and that He rewards those who sincerely seek Him. So, the Bible says, who diligently seek Him. So, what does that mean? That if you believe in God, He will reward you. If you trust God, and how can you ever seek Him? To search for something. What did you seek? He searched for healing. So I'm seeking for healing. I'm seeking for help. It's no longer I want help, I need help. The reason that Sarah was able to give birth to a child is through faith. A woman that is old, almost 70-something years old. And yet the Bible says that she was barren. Sarah was barren. And And God said, by this time next year, you have a child. It's remarkable. It's unbelievable. But she had faith. Praise the Lord Jesus. It was by faith that Abraham offered Isaac as a sacrifice. Only to rely now, even if I sacrifice this boy now, God has resurrected him. What kind of sacrifice? If I tell you now to cut children at them, you say, which kind? No, I don't want to believe that. But in actually, the Bible says Abraham believed that even if he kills Isaac, that God has resurrected Isaac. You know the kind of faith is that the only son he believed they believed for. And he finally gave that God said, kill it. Kill him. Sorry. Praise the Lord Jesus. So I ask you this question. And she said something important. She said that faith is when you pray, you know that that thing you have prayed has been answered, and you don't go back to pray for it again. So what happens is that why is that when we pray for God to bless us in a certain blessing, and we don't see it, what now happens? Does it mean we don't have faith? There's a condition for faith to work. There's a condition. Everything in life has a principle. Everything in life has what? A principle. For you to buy a car, do you just bring out 10 million in your pocket and say, car off? We're talking, it's a teaching class. Do you just bring out 10 million and say, I have 10 million, buy an L200 car, come. Will it come? No. You have to go to a car stand. Praise the Lord Jesus. You have to go to where they sell cars. And you have to do what? Give the money to who? The seller. Will you give the money to a madman on the road?
No.
Please, let us interact in this class. Will you give the money to a madman on the road?
No.
Will you give the money to a policeman that you see there?
No.
Will you give the money to a security man?
No.
You give the money to the seller of the car.
Yes.
Not even the owner of the car, but the seller. The person that is in charge of selling that car.
Yes.
Because he alone has the legal right and legal authority to do it. Praise the Lord Jesus. So before, and when you give the seller the money of the car, you believe that this car they are giving you, that he will give you a car key. Have you?
Yes.
And you believe that after you have paid, that they have given you your receipts, that you can take your car and go home. And you can climb on top of the car and say, this is my car. Is that true?
Yes.
That is the faith you have physically. So when it comes to the spiritual faith, you say, he that comes to God must believe that God exists. I don't know if someone is following. He said that you must believe that what?
God exists.
So if you not believe that, if you say God exists and you don't believe that he can reward you, then God cannot reward you. Let's go to the book of Mark 11, start from 22. There's something Jesus said there, very important. He said, have faith in God. Stand. He said, stand. Have what? Have what? Faith in God. That means someone can actually have faith in something that is not God. The reason why a native mother can telepath himself is because he has trusted in the ability of whatever power he comes from. The same thing that Hebrews said to you, that you must believe that God exists. Believing that God exists is you trusting God. He said, the first thing you have to do is to believe that God. Have faith in who?
God.
Now keep reading.
I tell you the truth.
I tell you the truth. So this is the truth, that if you have faith in God, these things are possible. Please read.
You can say to this mountain, may it be lifted up and thrown into the sea.
Excuse me. He said, you can say to this mountain, may you mountain. Mountain signifies as a person. I don't know if you're getting it. It's all for me. A mountain, he said, may you. The mountain automatically becomes a human. Are you following this thing? He doesn't say, may this mountain or may it. He said, may you. He said, may you be what? May you be lifted up. That means that the challenges in life, no matter how big it is, you can speak to that challenge as a person. Your spirit is causing this. In the name of Jesus, out! You take authority. Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Please pray.
May he be lifted up and shown into the sea, and it will happen.
And it will happen, but there's a condition. He said, and it will do what? See, if you don't believe the word of God the way it is written, my brother, are you with me?
Yes.
Are you with me? That's beautiful. If you don't believe the word of God the way it is written, you cannot enjoy the blessings of the word of God. The Bible says something, God calls things that are not as if though they are the way. God walks by faith. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
God walks by faith. And you have to behold God by faith. Now, what are the conditions? Please read.
But you must really believe it
will happen. See, thank you. There's a difference between believing and really believing. It's like, shake me. You shake me. But shake me real well. You mean you shake me even more. I will follow you. It's in your webinar now. You will see, you save me. It's different from when you say the word Naka and the same again. Are we following?
Yes.
See, if you understand these principles, it will change your entire life. If you understand these principles, it will change your entire life. If you understand this principle, see, if you don't have faith, you can't even hear from God. Every time you'll be praying, God will speak, you won't even know God speaking. In fact, God, if you just be talking to someone, God will speak to you, won't even know. And let me tell you, a mouth that speaks too much does not know when God speaks. A mouth that talks too much does not know when God speaks. Because before Christ said, may John look away. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord Jesus. Please read.
But you must really believe it will happen and have no doubt in your
heart. You must really believe it will happen and have no doubt.
You can pray for anything, and if you believe that you receive it, it will be yours.
Thank you, Alice. What were the conditions? No doubt. No doubt. You must believe that God will provide it for you. And you must trust that whatever God gives you is the best. Same thing, the devil can plan something in your life. But it's your choice to believe what the devil says or what the Bible says. Oh, I'm having a running tummy. My stomach is disturbing me. I think I need Panadol. You believe that Panadol will save you. But there's a big difference between a Christian, a believer, and a non-believer. What I want to say is, see, every Christian is a believer. But because people have abused the word, the name Christian, that's why I want to use believer and non-believer. So we believe that because you are attending church, you're a believer. That does not make you a believer. Attending church is not make you a believer. Believing in Jesus Christ is what makes you a Christian. So sex, the difference between a believer and unbeliever. An unbeliever will have a stomach ulcer and say, oh my belly, I need to take drugs, Go to my master's person, get me some drugs. You really know the kind of drugs they will miss for you. Okay, Jesus. And once you take it, the mission will be healed. But you as a believer, oh, my stomach is upset. You are about to go. You say, in the name of Jesus, I'm healed. And you do it also. You say, in the name of Jesus, I'm healed. You know, that can be you. And what do you do? Instead of rushing to the clinic, you focus your mind on only where you wanted to go. And before you know it, it's gone. It's gone. Faith must be exercised. Say it. Faith must be exercised.
Faith must be exercised.
Only now that your faith is no more. I'm a believer of God. Let me go and raise the dead. Go to the mortuary. Everybody is ready. Get out. You've not started hearing this. I'm not saying that you cannot. But there's faith grows. They said, well, every man has been given a measure of what? Faith. Praise the Lord Jesus. So the conditions of faith is that you must really believe that God can do it. So I don't know what you're asking God for. But you must believe that that thing you're asking God that God can do it for you. You must believe. Praise the Lord Jesus. The same thing is applicable to all things, all the works you're doing in the church, wherever you are. It is never a waste. It is never a waste. Haven't you heard? A man, a pastor, let's say for example now, and God said, Rebecca, I'm taking you to place, or God says, Auntie Nega, Auntie Joma, or whoever, that hey, I'm taking you to this place in Abuja, and you're in Abuja, and they give you a church, and you're the secretary of the church, and you have any good amount of money, a salary, and you're worshiping God, praise the Lord Jesus, and you're worshiping God. Are you following me? And you're worshiping God. And all of a sudden, they said there's a pastor they are bringing in Abuja. They said the pastor they are bringing in Abuja. You be like, a pastor? Who is pastor? They said the name is Pastor Chukwuemeka Emmanuel. He's coming to Abuja. They will say, hey, Auntie John, please tell me, what do you think about this man of God? Do you know him? He said, I know him. You start listing the qualities of that man of God. But if that man of God, when he was with him, was maybe ruthless or rude, you say, no, don't bring this man of God. Your feelings alone can cause something. The same way it is if I'm in a church and they say, we are bringing so-and-so auntie here. I say, I know this auntie. She is this, she does this in the church, she does this in the church. It's a blessing to you. Apart from the physical reward you get, there's a heavenly reward. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Faith is the same thing. You can cancel your faith. If you are working for church, and you always say, oh, God, I say, America, America, you are canceling that faith. You are canceling the reward. People come, people go, make a video of yourself where they're giving to the orphanage. It's okay. Do it. But you will receive your reward for the ethnic people. For a man who does something good has to do in the secret. So that the father who sees in secret will reward him. Both in secret and open. That's how God rewards. You post a video of you giving someone 10 million naira. And a man and somebody come and say, you're a good man. God bless you. What will happen? Your followers will increase, your faith will increase, your this whatever fan base will increase, but your spirituality will remain the same. But when you give that 10 million naira in secret and nobody knows, physically your followers do not increase. But spiritually and anointing has increased. So which one do you prefer? To be in a good fellowship with God. And then whatever thing you do in secret, nobody knows, somebody knows. One day you come to the light and God will use it to exonerate you, to glorify you, to bring you up to a level. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
After my spiritual father preached, he says something about faith. And when I left home, I sat down, I checked my account. My account was not smiling. But my account in heaven was smiling. I bound with the God of heaven. I bound with the bank that banks in heaven. I bound with the bank that is in heaven. I bound with the bank that is based in heaven. I bound with all the foundation of all the banks. And in bank where I bank, I don't know. Oh, Jesus. Are you getting the bank? The money that comes from the bank that I bank in heaven comes like bang.
Yes.
And I sow something. After I sow that thing, my body was doing it. There's the kind of seed you sow, your body is shaking like this. Are you sure? And the man of God called me on the phone. I was driving with my wife, and the man of God called me. I said, hey, what did I do? I packed my car. And the man of God said something. He said, I saw what you sent. I said, yes, so it's a small token. He says, from now, lady, I'm anointed, the prophetic anointing is on my head, you're on your head. I don't know. See, 10 million naira cannot even buy that thing I received. And yes, the little that I gave, I was blessed with it. Praise the Lord Jesus. You must provoke something, and it's through faith. Somebody say faith. Somebody say faith.